Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 8th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning Perek Ches Mishnah Beis and Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel as we continue our discussion regarding various items and know how much exactly of these items would make one liable, would make one obligated, would make one transgress the Aveira of Hotzav, carrying on Shabbos. Again, it's all about the purpose of the item. Whatever the primary purpose is, if one carries enough of that item to fulfill that purpose, then he has transgress the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, HaMotzi Cheva K'dilasos Ozen L'kupa. If a person takes out a rope on Shabbos into a Rishus HaRabim, then he's liable for Hotzah on Shabbos if it is long enough to make into a handle for a basket. Continuing in the Mishnah, Gemi K'dilasos Talai L'nafav L'chvara. A gemi, which is like this type of long, hard reed grass, one's liable on a Shabbos if one takes enough of it out to make like this hanging loop on a sifter or on a sieve, that it has to be long enough to form this loop that can be attached to a sifter or a sieve and used ultimately to hang the utensil on a hook. This is shorter than the minimum for the rope, as the Bartanura points out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, K'dei litol mimenu midas minal. Alekatan, says the Mishnah. At the minimum for either of these items, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whether it be the rope, whether it be the reed grass, is enough to measure the size of a child's shoe, that people would often use this length of the rope or the reed grass in order to measure a child's foot, in order to show a person who was a shoemaker the proper size needed for that child. Continuing in the Mishnah, Niyark de Lichtoval of Kesher Mochsin. One who takes a paper outside on Shabbos is liable if it is large enough to write the toll collector's sign on it, that in the olden days, when one paid a toll collector to cross a river, the toll collector would give him some sort of a receipt, this piece of paper on which two large letters were written, and ultimately that he would present to the toll collector on the other side of the river to show that he had paid for the trip across the river. Continuing in the Mishnah of HaMotzi Kesher Mochsin Chayiv, and certainly one who takes out a toll collector sign itself, the receipt, at least that had the sign written, he's liable as well for carrying on Shabbos. And the reason the Tosfos Yontif explains, the reason why it needs to tell that, we just learned in the previous part of the Mishnah, that obviously since a person is liable for carrying a blank piece of paper than large enough for a receipt, then certainly he's liable for carrying the actual receipt itself. But the Tosfos Yontif points out that the Mishnah adds this point in order to teach us that even if the receipt is not made of paper, but it's made of parchment, which we'll see in the next Mishnah, is really even a larger amount, he's still obligated. He's still liable for carrying on Shabbos. Finishing off the Mishnah, Niyar Machok de Lichroch al Pitzlochas Kitana Shel Palyaton. One who carries paper on which writing has been erased and it's no longer really fit for writing anymore, because in those days, once you erase, you can no longer write anything more on that space. So then he's liable for carrying on Shabbos if the paper is large enough to wrap over the opening of a small bottle of perfume in order to seal it again. That's a purpose that this paper could still serve, and therefore carrying it on Shabbos, if it's that size, would make one obligated and liable for a Hotzah on Shabbos. Continuing now with Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel, we discuss more items and how much one would be required to take out if he's obligated, if he's going to transgress the prohibition of Hotzav carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Ork de Lasos Kameya, one who takes out partially tanned hide, like an animal skin, on Shabbos, he's going to be liable if it's large enough to make a pouch for an amulet. Klaf k'dei lichtov olav parsha ketana shebetfilin sheis Shema Yisrael. Parchment is going to be large enough to write the shortest pasuk of kriyash that we put in our tefillin. The shortest parsha of kriyash Shema that we have in our tefillin is Shema Yisrael. That pasuk is the shortest parsha of tefillin. That's how much parchment you have to carry in order to be liable for Hotzah on Shabbos. Diyo k'dei lichtov shtei osios. Ink, if you're carrying ink on Shabbos, you're liable if you have enough to write two letters. And kechol, k'dei lichol, ayin achas, the insert kechol is like this eye makeup there as well. If you have enough eye makeup to paint one eye, says the Mishnah, then there as well, you have transgressed the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos. Again, all these minimal amounts that we've learned in the previous two Mishnayos are all about fulfilling the purpose of that item. If you have enough to fulfill the purpose of the primary purpose of that item, and you carry that amount in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, then you've transgressed Potsah on Shabbos. Have a great day.